Tuesday's county board races were a mixed bag for County Executive Chris Abele. There was record spending in 5 of the 7 supervisor races due to an independent expenditure committee, mostly financed by Abele. Some of the candidates he backed won, others did not. Perhaps Abele's biggest critic on the county board, Chairman Theo Lipscomb, was victorious and will serve another term. While Abele fought for people he wanted on the board, so did the Wisconsin Working Families Party. It backed 2 of the candidates that Abele opposed. Marina Dmitrievich is with the organization. She says the Wisconsin Working Families Party relied on a door-to-door grassroots campaign to spread its message. So just what does this type of engagement from outside groups mean for future Milwaukee County board races? WUWM's Mayan Silver asked UWM political analyst Mordecai Lee to share his thoughts.
So if you look at the results of all the races, it's sort of a split decision that money sometimes helps and volunteers and organizations sometimes help. And that's sort of an indication that there are these two parties in nonpartisan Milwaukee County politics.
What do you think this means for Chris Abele or for his opposition going forward?
I guess what's happened in the Milwaukee County Courthouse is really reflective of what's happened in Washington, D.C., where it's sort of battle to the death, no compromise. Compromise is a dirty word. I really hope that maybe as a result of this election, which shows that neither side in this conflict decisively won, that there's a way for differently to work towards compromise solutions.
Is it unusual what Abele was doing in providing money to defeat people who oppose him?
Well, it's unusual in nonpartisan elections for us to be able to see the team so clearly. And in fact, I think that's one of the problems with nonpartisan elections. How does a voter in Milwaukee County easily know that my county supervisor is always, you know, fill in the blank, is always a pro-Abele supporter or is always an anti-Abele supporter? So the benefit of what's happened in this past election is that now there are these slates or sort of informal parties where we can sort of more clearly see who the governing coalition is, who has power, who's in the opposition. So I think that's sort of healthy. I guess it's an indication that nonpartisan elections really have their limits and that what the good government reformers wanted to accomplish, boy, now it's nearly 100 years ago, hasn't quite worked the way they thought it would.